Thank you for calling the customer support. My name is Tianti. How may I help you today?
I applied online for the permit. And what's the $100 for?
I'm sorry, repeat that for me.
They said I have to send $100 to the Virginia Police Department. Why?
Okay, have you already submitted your order, or are you just calling, asking questions before you do?
I did it, but I'm wondering why now it's $100.
Yes, sir. I'll be more than happy to assist you with that today. Now, in case we get disconnected, this is a good number to call you back on?
Yes.
Thank you so much for that information. Okay. And may I please have your first and last name?
Howard Gutwillig.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you so much for that information. Okay. So I have your account up. Yes, sir. It's for the state of Virginia, and you'll need to complete the next step, which is download and print the certificate out, complete the application package, complete the fingerprint card. You'll need to send in a money order, a cashier's check, an amount of $100 to Virginia State Police, so that way they can start your application, and also a photocopy of your government-issued ID.
Yeah. I live in Georgia, so why Virginia thing?
Okay, it's for the state of Virginia, but it is recognized in over half of the country. Let me take a look over our state acceptance list. Now, according to the Georgia Department of Public Safety, Georgia does recognize this permit. So you are good to go, sir.
Yeah, well, I'm not good. I guess scammed. Not $100 is crazy. You know?
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not gonna complete the application. I lost $85, I guess.
Well, it is recognized on behalf of the country, sir, and it never expires.
Yeah, but I could go down here. I could go to the Georgia Police Department, and it costs nothing. I already talked to them. Yeah, you guys take it off Facebook because this is a scam.
I'm sorry about that,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, you're sorry. Okay. Bye.
Okay, now I apologize if you overlooked what our service provides. The certificate is a legal document saying you had completed handgun safety course, which is a requirement for anyone applying for a resident or non-resident permits, and our certificate never expires. Now, sure, you have been certified, and I am unable to change your training status because the database confirms you have been trained and issued a certificate. Now, what I can do, because I do see you paid the non-members price, is apply my members code and refund you $30 back to the charge.
Okay, that would be great. Okay.
Okay. Let me go ahead and issue that refund. I'm so sorry about the misunderstanding.
Yeah, it should tell you before you apply. It should tell you $185. You know?
Yes, sir.
I know.
Okay, I'm so sorry about that. Let me go ahead and issue that partial refund to the account. We'll take about 3 to 5 business days. Just bear me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I'm still here, sir. Just bear me one more moment.
Okay.
Thanks for patient holding for me. Okay, so I did issue the refund, and I have a refund number for you. Once again, I do apologize about the misunderstanding. Just let me know when you're ready to write it down.
I'm ready.
Okay, it's CS and Charlie.
Okay.
921-153.
All right.
And your account is canceled out.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, and thank you for calling Customer Support. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Goodbye.